flies.
Welcome to Game of Thrones, Wieners and Such. That's Game of Thrones, the Metronome cover. It's on YouTube if you can find it. That's been my intro lately because I really, really like it. Today we are reviewing Game of Thrones Season 7, Episode 3. The title of it is The Queen's Justice. Joining us tonight, as always, is Marie Lopez.
Hello, everyone.
Ryan Lopez is here from Hippo Juice.
Hola.
And so is Velvet from Hippo Juice. How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
And I think Mitch is going to be joining us soon also. And how's Marie?
More like bitch.
How's Marie sounding now? She sounding all right?
Do I sound okay, yeah. Everyone?
Yep.
You sound like a people.
Bam, we fixed it. Okay, yeah, you know what was happening was she has this this little screen on it, and it's getting dirty. But anyway, welcome to the Game of Thrones review. We're going to be recapping the episode. Hopefully this.
I was going to ask who did that rendition of the intro. It was really awesome.
Yeah, it's Metronome. Okay. The dude, he does one for Breaking Bad too. That's really, really good.
I like it.
Let's go ahead and start like we always do. We're just going to start playing the episode. And during the intro, we'll talk really quick about, what happened in the previously on of the show. And one of the things is that they show the long goodbye, which was the kiss that Cersei's had given. What's her face? God, I always forget her name. The Dornish.
Olive oil from Popeye?
Yeah, her.
When she kissed Cersei's daughter?
Correct. And killed her. Yeah. So they showed that. And that was the biggest, one of the bigger things. And, by the way, the last episode we left it with Jon Snow had decided he was going to go to Dragonstone.
Jon Snow is going south.
Right.
To be a fool of the north.
If you guys want to pop your video on Hangout so we can see you guys, go for it.
And if you recall from the last episode, one of my predictions was that Jon Snow was going to bump into Arya as she was going north and Jon Snow was going south. But it turns out Jon Snow didn't go by land. He went by boat. So I was way off. In my prediction.
It would have been really awesome if that had happened.
We just got Mitch on.
Hello.
Hey, Mitch. How you doing?
Good.
Hi, Mitch.
Yeah,
I just made this really funny joke, Mitch, where I said more like bitch.
It was pretty funny. We were all laughing.
Oh, when you said a really funny joke and then it came from you, I was a little skeptical.
So we have Mitch here producing.
Skeptical doesn't mean sure, as I assume you intended it to be.
We have Mitch.
Confused sometimes.
Congratulations on your marriage.
Thank you.
Producer of Dutch and Royce is joining us tonight. And we always try to have a rotating cast on. All are welcome, though. But the episodes have been getting long. This episode's runtime, including all the preview stuff, was, I think, 1 hour, 9 minutes. So.
It wasn't enough.
I agree. You know, when you watch Game of Thrones, I'm anxious. I'm always waiting for the end to come. I'm like, when's it coming?
I was so surprised that we left Jon Snow leaving Winterfell, and I thought it was going to be like 10 years before he finally got to Dragonstone. I had no concept of the spatial reality. Next episode, he's already showing up on shore.
You know, Jon Snow, like, not to completely ignore what you were saying, but his acting has gotten so much better since the first, second, third season.
I agree.
Huge character development.
Yeah, the guy's been doing really. Kit Harington's been really killing it. Now, I will say this: I have a real problem with Jon Snow, and when he's not wearing his fur coat, like,
it's awkward.
He feels like he's wearing like
he's little.
He's like his arms are to the side, like he's not. He feels like he's not comfortable this entire scene.
Yeah,
he's walking awkward. Up here to Tyrion, and he seems awkward. That's what it is. Like he's.
It looks like
he's
shrugging his shoulders accidentally with the metal.
You know what's funny is Leah and I, maybe a year, maybe a little more ago, we saw like a sequel or something to Silent Hill. There was a straight to Netflix movie, and Kit Harington was in the movie, and his acting was so bad. He was playing an American kid, and he was just like, "Hey, I'm just average American boy. How are you?" And when we were watching this, we're like, Jesus Christ, his acting has gone up like tenfold.
He's so like his. I can feel his emotions now, whereas before I was kind of he kind of annoyed me like in the first, second, and third season.
So one thing that I really like. Okay, they're going to Dragonstone to get or Dragon.
A Dragonstone. You said it right.
Yes, well, Dragonstone.
You said it right.
And they want dragon glass.
Correct. That's why they're asking for dragon glass.
Why do they only show up with two rowboats? How much dragon glass do they actually need to mine and get back to Winterfell?
Well, I don't think they were expecting her to say, yeah, take it now. I think they just were going to talk and then they were going to send for, you know what I mean? I think that
was because if you would have came with like your fleet, they would have thought she was attacking.
Or they thought that they were going to bring the dragon glass back to the north on her fleet, considering he was trying to convince her to come up there and fight.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
And also, when he only comes with him in another boat, then it's kind of a show of faith. Like, we've never met, and we may be enemies, but this is my show of faith that I believe you're not going to kill me, and I'm not trying to kill you.
So, by the way, can I mention how much I missed Jon Snow and Peter Dinklage being together, because I love them when they were together years ago on the wall. I love these two together.
These are a dynamic duo, and I love them.
Because Tyrion is such a talker, and Jon Snow is such, he doesn't have a way with words. He's just a doer, and I love these two together.
Yes.
So is this the Great Wall of China that they're on?
Basically.
Like literally in real life? Because I noticed the dragons at the entrance were very Asian looking.
Well, it could also just be a green screen. It's probably that, because I don't think that's a real land.
But is this area supposed to be China? Because everything looks very Oriental.
Yeah, and cold. And
Oh, I see how, like, you're saying, like, Dorne is the Middle East of
Rome. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
Between this wall and the dragons look very Asian. Everything looks very Asian here.
Yep, got it.
Yeah, I think that's a good comparison. This is the part where Jon Snow gets terrified when the dragon flies over him.
Reality
that was
sets in.
Fucking hilarious. Hold on, this is.
By the way,
I would have been reaching out to touch them. I'd have been like, "Come here."
All right. Did you want to? Okay.
No. This is.
By the way, congratulations on being on the front page again of iMonger.
Can you believe that? Yeah. I took a quote that Mersh had made, and I put it up on Imgur, and this time it was like on the front page. It was there for a while, so it was basically Daenerys, and it said
I got it. It says I zombies, yeah, whatever, crazy person, and under the woman who literally has three dragons.
Yeah,
literally,
it's like come on, like that whole, you know, we're about to get to that scene here. In
yeah,
a second,
we'll get to it in a bit. Right now,
this scene is so significant, guys. Right here,
with
the priestess,
Varys, and the Red Witch. Let's play this scene a little bit.
Yeah,
I didn't take you for a bashful girl.
My time whispering in the ears of kings has come to an end.
Bitch,
oh, I doubt that.
Bitch, So catty.
Give us common folk one taste of power, we're like the lion who tasted man. Nothing is ever so sweet again.
That's a good line. But this
neither
part...
Neither of us is common folk anymore.
By the way, he's lost a lot of weight.
I did not.
And he got a tan.
Yeah.
The king of the north, or his advisor.
Why?
Because of mistakes I made. Terrible mistakes.
Let me ask this, because obviously I wasn't on the last show. What do you think about the eunuch with his whole story about him betraying everybody?
Pause
but,
the video.
But he's a person of the people, and he's for her because she's for the people. Do you believe him? Because I can't believe anything he says.
Hold on, let's play this little piece here. Though.
I believe
let's play
it.
This here.
Oh, I will return, dear spider.
Right here.
One last time.
My lady.
I have to die in this strange country. Just like you.
That look right here.
She doesn't say when, though.
That look that he gives her is like, oh, fuck me.
I like that. I like that Varys looks like he's been sailing around. He's lost weight. He's gotten tanner. Like, you can tell he's been adventuring and not living in the castles.
Yep.
Yeah. But what you pointed out, I thought the same thing, too. It's like, you could tell that the fact that he was scared it means that he believes her on some level.
Yeah,
you
know, of course.
I think it's because he has bad intentions. I think he's playing all sides of the board, and he knows it's going to come back to bite him in the butt.
Oh, yeah. He's always been playing all sides.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think Daenerys is going to find out.
I don't want to jump the gun too much, but what Littlefinger told Sansa was probably one of the greatest things I've ever heard.
Get there. But this scene to me was very, very significant, and I thought it was funny. Yep. Daenerys introducing herself with the 5 billion names. Well, here it is.
Dragon. The Khaleesi of the Great Grass Sea, the Unburnt, the Breaker of Chains.
And then Jon Snow's like, I'm Jon.
He's looking around.
This is Jon Snow.
Are we supposed to do that?
He's like, aren't you
going to
introduce
him? He's
king of the north. Oh, okay. That's good.
It's just, it's awesome because you can tell that he doesn't care about titles or anything. Right. He's obsessed with the Night King. He's obsessed with the White Walkers. No one else believes him, and he thinks nothing else matters, and that's all he wants to resolve.
I know.
And she, Targaryen, Khaleesi here, has never dealt with anyone who hasn't been, in one way or another, wanting to take over the Seven Kingdoms. Jon Snow could care less about it, so he doesn't care about titles or impressing.
Right.
Again, I love the the Jon Snow going, listen, I'm not bending the knee. I'm not doing any dumb shit. There's literal zombies coming. We don't have time for this horse shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, again, he looks so uncomfortable in whatever he's wearing. He just looks so stiff.
He looks like, heavy.
It's like, oh, God, why didn't I wear shorts? I should have worn shorts.
he should have put some baby powder.
Right? I should have put shorts on. Why did I wear? Oh, I'm the king. I'm going to impress her. Now I'm super uncomfortable and I'm chafing. And by the way, that fucking meteor rock that Daenerys is sitting on looks like something Hank Schrader would collect in Breaking Bad.
I hate that throne.
And she's sitting on it all spoiled like, why don't you bend the knee already?
By the way, yeah, Daenerys.
No, I agree.
Is Daenerys getting annoying anybody else? Because she's getting annoying.
Oh,
no, 100%. I was telling Ryan that. She has gone on my nerves since last season.
Literally, not this episode, the episode before, we were literally talking about that. I told her, I said, she went from one of my favorite characters to I can't stand her anymore.
So annoying.
Like, we get it. You're awesome. You have dragons. You're the mother. Shut up.
You're not allowed to hate me because of the actions my father did. I'm not my father, all right?
Like, yeah, we get it. I understand.
But you have to bend the knee because
exactly
it's
your father.
Yeah,
exactly.
You have to bend the knee of something your father did, but pay no attention that you had decision or part in it.
Actually, Mitch, that's
but your house pledged allegiance to mine. Therefore, you have to bend the knee to me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mitch, the imager thing that you posted, if you read some of the comments, that was some of the people were saying the same thing. Was like, oh, yeah, you know, don't blame me for what my dad did, but also everything my dad did is why I'm the queen. It's like, can't be both, dude. It can't be both. Yeah. You know?
Calm down about your dad that murdered and burned everybody.
But
get over your dead parents.
It just the whole time Game of Thrones has been on, like, looking at her character being so, like, short and baby-faced and soft-faced, it's been so hard for me to picture her as a strong woman.
Right.
Yeah, Lee even pointed out last episode how she was in heels and wearing this big long cloak. They're trying to make her look bigger than she is.
Because it doesn't go to the floor. It goes to her ankles.
And yeah, here's they give her this one. Cloak that looks big but doesn't reach the floor. They're trying to make her look bigger than what she is.
Here's another one. Here's some comments here on the picture that we posted on Imgur that was on the front page, you know, whatever. iZombies, yeah, whatever crazy person, the woman who lured SP Dragon, somebody said, survives being burned alive twice but can't believe in White Walkers. Has yeah. literally seen magic bring people back from the dead, doubts I zombies exist. Some people were saying she was very annoying in that exchange. The whole time yeah. I was screaming, "You have dragons!"
Was screaming that.
Here's a funny one. She should believe in magic with as quickly as the Greyjoy fleet warps around Westeros.
Yes, dude. That Greyjoy fleet is flying.
Jesus, no, it looks so badass. All that black and the.
Oh,
the
I agree. They look badass.
Pinnacles. Yeah.
Well, boy, they went across this fake world and came back the same night, apparently. It was a day trip.
Mark Minko says, Danny didn't do anything for Westeros yet. John not bending the knee is fair. Yeah, exactly. Like, John's like, look, you just got here. Like, I'm not going to bend the knee just because fucking.
Yeah.
And that's, he took a risk, and he says it later to Tyrion, but he took a risk coming at it because Tyrion said, I would have advised him not to come if mm-hmm. I was his hand, you know?
Yeah. Everyone thought it was a bad idea.
So he's actually trying, you know what I mean? To
be reasonable.
To be reasonable. And I do understand.
And she's just like, worship me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's so consumed with taking the throne, she can't hear anything else.
Yeah. And I think at this point, I know she's been through a lot because she yells at him, and that is a funny scene where what's his face is saying, like, he's been stabbed in the heart, and he's like, Johnson's like, shut up, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Don't shut
but
up.
Yet she has
why
dragons.
Not? Why not, John? Why not tell her?
I don't understand why he hid that.
Why is
her.
That a secret, John?
Like, you should have said
she can't even be burned in fire. Yeah.
Like, I think they would both understand each other's situations if they just communicated better.
Oh. I think they're gonna fall in love, guys.
Here it is.
I really
here
do.
It is, here it is.
But isn't she Jon Snow's aunt?
Doesn't matter.
Here I was gonna
say, I don't know. That's
the speculation. Been that theory forever.
But I mean, who cares? In this world, yeah. You can do that.
Well, yeah, that's not even
not that
my
it matters
brother
now,
sister.
Of course.
Right.
I spent my life in foreign lands. So many men have tried to kill me. I don't remember all their names.
Many men.
Hashtag death upon me. They should have played 50 Cent's Many Men right there.
Blood in my eyes, dog, and I can't see.
Hashtag respect my journey.
Niggas trying to take my dragons away.
Do you know what kept me standing through all those years in exile?
I don't know. Your cloak?
Fake.
Oh, fake.
Here's the thing. She said many men tried to kill her. Yeah. Who tried to kill her? I know of one person who tried to kill her, and that dude who got took care of her.
When they thought she killed Khal Drogo, like, everybody wanted to get at her.
And remember when the dragons were babies and they trapped her in that wizard magic prison, too, where that would torture her? That's the first time they really showed magic on the show, was like, with season two, maybe? Where they trapped her in, like, that wizard place with that bald dude.
Yeah, and she, like, burned the crap out of everybody or something.
Right. Mark Miko in the YouTube chat says they're both similar. John is looking for responsibilities that ended up with power, and Danny's looking for power and ended up with responsibility. No, I know they're similar. I think there's...
Like fire and ice?
Like fire and ice.
Whoa!
I think that the only thing I'm saying is that between the two... At least in this exchange, John seems to be the more reasonable one, like the way he's talking.
Well, yeah, he's like, we have to fight the most imminent threat, and she's like, burn the
knee. It's not like 20 minutes going, the fucking the Queen of Dragons, she also drives a car. She owns a Motorola Razor. And it's like, they're naming all these things about her, and I'm like, dude, it's
okay,
so...
Okay, Lopez.
It's like, God, stop it!
You know what it is? It's because she is a person who is obsessed with the principle of things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Jon Snow was like, I don't care about right, wrong, or who deserves what. I care about living.
Yes.
So he has a true sense of urgency, and she's like, but it should be mine.
I know.
Because he was pushed into that position of being king of the North.
I love that, too. He mentions it later in the episode. He hates it. He doesn't want to be the damn king, and he doesn't love – You know, she said everyone enjoys what they're good at.
Right.
Or Tyrion says that. He does not enjoy what he's good at. He's doing it out of necessity.
Frozen Asian said, when the Red Witch said that she has to die in Westeros, I remember that she was on Arya's list, so I assume that's possible. Oh, she is on our... Dude, I forgot. Thank you, Frozen Asian, in the More Like Radio chat. I completely forgot about that.
Nice.
Am I the only person who, after I hear Arya, I always say Speedwagon?
Now I am.
Arya Speedwagon?
Arya Speedwagon.
But that was a really good connection there. Like, I didn't even pick up on that.
Good job, Frozen Asian. Damn.
Well, yeah. And Cersei is on that list, too. So I don't know if Arya is going to be successful with Cersei or not.
Well, Arya is a badass. I mean, geez.
No, yeah. She really is. I mean,
I'm saying is Cersei has a lot of targets on her head, so Arya might not be the one to kill Cersei. I'm pretty sure Cersei will die at some point.
Maybe.
Cersei is driven by greed and ego, and Arya is driven by avenging her family. So
revenge.
I don't know that Cersei would be able to win that.
I don't know if you saw this, by the way. I saw it on Facebook earlier today. It was on Facebook. It was someone on Reddit pointed it out. They were showing Robert Baratheon from season one, the speech that he gave his then wife, Cersei, about why this Targaryen girl was such a threat. And it was a foreshadowing 7 years in advance where he asked Cersei, Robert Baratheon says, what's the bigger number, 5 or 1? And Cersei, humoring him, says 5. And, you know, he holds up 5 fingers and then 1 fist. And he says that if this girl comes around and she has everyone fighting for one cause versus 5 armies fighting for themselves, 1 is the bigger, scarier number.
Right.
And if she takes the Dothrakis across the ocean, it doesn't matter. You know, Cersei says they don't have armor. They don't have this. He goes, it doesn't matter if they don't have armor. The fact that she would be able to do that, that's going to be the downfall of everyone who is jealous.
That's what Tyrion was saying. Exactly. They're fighting for you, whereas the people for Cersei are fighting in fear of her, because if they don't, they're going to hurt them. She's going to hurt them.
Yeah, so it was just crazy watching that speech again, that foreshadowing 7 years in advance.
Well, let's move over here to now they're pulling up. We move over to they're pulling Theon.
This little bitch?
Bitch-ass, bitch-hoe.
I know why he did it, though. It makes sense.
Marco in the YouTube chat says, when Danny said we all enjoy what we're good at, and John said, I don't. It's like when Semley said about Rhaengar to Danny, he doesn't enjoy killing either. Yeah, I did like that when he goes, you know, when he says, I don't enjoy what I'm doing. Back to what you guys were saying earlier was he doesn't even want to be king. He's not fucking Simba. You know, he's
just so goddamn responsible.
Yeah, Lion King.
He can wait to be king.
Yeah, he unlike Simba, he could definitely wait. Theon's like, they're like, I tried. Like, if you would have tried, you wouldn't be here. You know, to save his sister.
At first, I was like really annoyed with Theon for doing that, but looking back at it,
it
makes sense that he did it because he knew what was going to happen to his sister. I mean, it's
he knew he couldn't stop it. He knew he couldn't stop it, so he was saving himself to have something as opposed to nothing.
Something that he could do,
a stupid
you know,
move
on the backside
to
try
your own life.
To rectify it. Yeah.
Right.
So then you have Euron Greyjoy walking, what's her face?
I can't remember her name.
Girl Greyjoy.
Yep, Girl Greyjoy and the last
olive
two
oil
Dornish.
And her daughter.
Olive oil and her daughter.
Exactly. Down the streets, similar to what Cersei had to go through, but with the clothes on, they still got the tomatoes and the lettuce thrown at them.
Yeah.
Am I the only person who thinks that this guy here, the captain of the Iron
Greyjoy?
Fleet,
yeah.
looks like a weird Rob Thomas?
Yara, that's her name.
Yeah, but okay. The thing is, I think he looks like the dude that played Sabretooth, his brother. Like, that's what he looks like to me.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Like that guy.
Yeah.
The guy from the Guy Ritchie movie.
Yeah. Exactly. I forget his name.
I know he looks hateable, Yara, like that, but to me it looks like he's trying to channel Johnny Depp's Pirates of the Caribbean approach.
Is he?
No. Mostly with the eyeliner.
Yeah, I feel like his attitude, his swagger, I mean his acting style.
And this scene here, we're about to get to it, when he talks shit to Jamie, when he's like,
he straight up throws, Oh my God, Jamie doesn't need sunglasses with the amount of shade this guy does have.
He straight up asked Jamie, "How do I have sex with your sister? I need
tips." Is she like a finger in the bum or no?
Yeah, it was just straight up.
I feel so bad for Jamie.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
By the way, Dornish mom, great abs.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's really, really, she's been in a few things. She looks great.
I think she's beautiful.
Yeah, let's turn this up a little bit here. Could give
justice.
Peace.
Justice for your murder, Dornish.
Sorry, that just sounds like
troopers.
When he says justice, I went straight into
We've just received new orders.
Yep.
Cersei says,
the war is canceled. We can all go home.
Daenerys is getting paid off for her crimes.
And these Dornish wallabies are going to hear it.
There's only one reward I want.
I can't stand Cersei's hair.
Ugh. Oh, I just want it to grow out already so bad. It makes my skin crawl looking at her head.
You don't like the fact that she cut her hair with a can opener?
She did look better with long hair. At least in my opinion. Doesn't work for me.
Did you ever see her in the movie The Purge with her normal short brunette
She's
hair?
She's very pretty. Yeah. Very pretty.
The thing is, some people pull it. It's very, like, for example, her handmaiden that later on comes up, she looks good with a pixie haircut, but Cersei just doesn't.
Okay. No. He reminds me of Ewan McGregor if he was a pirate.
There you go. Okay, that's another good one. I like that. I like that.
Gay.
Like that. That's really good. Oh, here it is. Here it is.
Your head mounted on a spike. All yours. They're just like seven heads, really. Listen. If you have any advice at all, I would love to hear it.
There it is.
We have an hour or two to speak as brothers.
Advice?
Does she like it gentle?
Oh!
The bum.
Yeah.
Not now. We'll talk later.
Oh,
that is worthy. That clip is worthy of being posted on World Star Hip Hop.
Yes.
Jamie should have asked. I don't know. Ask your forehead.
Mitch, for the love of God, can you just get that little clip and have black people screaming in the background yelling World Star? Because, I mean, how hard would that be? Because I have a feeling that would go viral because that was one of the funniest things. Oh, this scene is brutal. Okay. So Cersei's is talking to, Yara and, not Yara. What the fuck are the names? I forget the names. God damn.
Give me some fucking Dornish names for the love of God.
Ask Frozen Asian.
The daughter who's still alive, is that the chick who had the shaved head originally? One of her daughters had a shaved head, remember?
It's Alaria.
When she was telling the dude who had that that stone disease who was with Khaleesi, he was making him say who's the most beautiful girl.
Yeah, Jorah.
Her head was shaved.
Yeah. Yes, that's why. Yes, it is her.
Yeah, she was able to pull off the shaved head, but not freaking Cersei.
Cersei's
no,
terrible.
I'm saying
so. Okay,
for her, in my opinion, doesn't work.
Okay, right here when I was watching this episode the very first time around, I was actually looking at Cersei and going, man, her lips look super rosy in this scene.
Me too.
Yes. I was like, she's just flushed and glowing. Like, I was having, like, thoughts as a woman. I'm like, oh, is she pregnant? Look at her flushed face.
Me too.
Oh, by the way, Marco points out good acting by...
I said, what's wrong with her lips?
Marco in the YouTube chat says, good acting by Ilaria's actress, though, without dialogue. Yeah. Like, she did crying when she found out that she's going to have... Because the torture was... She was going to stay alive, and they were going to force food down her throat if she didn't want to eat because she could see her daughter's body turn into bones. Like, it was brutal. Like,
I don't like her acting there. I don't know. I was uncomfortable with it.
Cersei's or
Ilaria's? No. Cersei.
Olive oil.
Believe it or not, as much as I hate Cersei, in this situation as a mother, I totally am with her because it's totally like law-abiding citizen, and I would do the same thing. But her acting, the Dornish girl?
Yeah.
I don't know. Without being able to speak, I don't know. I found it kind of cheesy.
Not really. I liked it.
Ruined it for me was when her and her, when you'll see Cersei walks out, her and her daughter both run up to each other to hug each other and they show the chains won't let them touch. Yeah. I'm like, all right, we get it. Stop it. That's enough. We know we can't touch. That just kind of made it.
There's two cliche.
I'm sorry, baby. I apologize. Go ahead.
There's two cliche things that bother me about this scene. Yes, what you were saying, Ryan, about the chains not letting them touch is a cliche in prison. The other cliche is a a small sliver of a gag preventing somebody from even being audible with words.
She can literally move her tongue going bleh, and take it out and she'd be fine.
You can still talk with a gag in your mouth. I know this because it happens to me frequently.
It was frustrating me that she was only giving cries and mumbles. I'm like, you could at least attempt words.
Yeah, exactly. Weird. You could talk with that in your mouth.
Yeah. I did love this episode though.
Oh, this episode is one of my favorites, but this year is
great.
Yeah, you saw like Cersei took that gag out of her mouth without even trying.
Yeah.
But I got respect for Cersei in this, man. Whew, that is.
You know what's funny about Cersei is there's a lot of people look who at the
realization.
Her.
Her realization, her eye, right here.
The realization in her eyes that she just poisoned her daughter the way Cersei's was poisoned. And she realizes now she's going to have to watch. And now we understand why the lips were so rosy. It's because she had the fucking poison on.
Yes.
I miss this Dornish girl. I miss her bisexual husband. I love that guy.
That dude. The dude in Narcos.
He was so dope.
Oberyn. Ryan related so well.
Oberyn. He's also in Narcos.
I haven't seen that yet.
Cersei reminds me of Gemma from Sons of Anarchy. She will do anything to protect.
That's true.
To protect her club.
Good comparison. I would agree. Mm-hmm. If for everyone who's been watching Sons of Anarchy, but yeah, that's a really good comparison. She'll do anything. Well, and I think
it doesn't
at
matter
the end,
how hateable she is. Her allegiance is to her family, and that's it.
Yeah,
her country.
Yeah, her name. Well, I don't even think her country. I think it's the name. Because, you know, later on, and we finally get to some Iron Bank action. Finally, the finances of Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. Iron
Super
Bank.
Super excited.
The nice debt.
Yeah.
I mean, no, they do the mama lioness thing over the top. She's a lion for her crest. She's a lioness. We get it. You have a pride. You have a pride of people.
I don't know if you know this, but Lannisters are lions.
Are they?
I don't know if they've spoon-fed you enough.
And they always pay their debts.
Always. Said it like four times today.
And then, like, you know, she says it's the Iron Bank.
Okay, you don't have to hold trying to pull that for that long. Like, once you realize it, like, what are you doing? Trying to break the metal immediately?
Yeah.
See, this is why I feel bad for Jaime. Right here.
Yeah, man.
He is so in love with her, genuinely, and she is just using this schmuck.
Well,
I love Jaime, too, and this guy
he's a good guy.
He can't help what he's doing.
Sometimes you got the hots for your sister.
By the way, I just want to point out in the YouTube chat, we have some people are listening from Brazil, and another person is listening from Malaysia, and they're both huge fans of Game of Thrones and the show. So, hi.
What up, Brazil?
Thank you.
I like Pele. He played soccer.
Thank you for listening. Oh, this blowjob here. What a nice butt on Jamie.
Nice.
What a nice.
Lannister butt.
What a nice butt.
Someone's been hitting up the Stairmaster nonstop.
What I told Sherry is, like, she may be queen, but she's not above sucking a dick.
No!
Her brother's dick.
It's been a long time since we see good old family incest, and I have to say it's relieving. This is the Game of Thrones that we got hooked on.
Willo Brino from Brazil said incest time. Yes. She's great body, though. Great body. Her body is still pretty really good.
What?
No.
That might have been a stunt body.
For her age? How old is she?
Okay, all right. For her age.
Yeah, remember, in the Shame episode, it wasn't her. No, it was a stunt body because she refused to be naked. Is that her real body?
Hold on. This is the handmaid I was talking about. She looks good with a pixie cut. That works for her.
Cute.
She looks very cute.
Cersei's even looking at her like, stop pulling off my haircut better than me.
Oh, that's really funny. Wilo from Brazil says she's the only one who bends a knee in this episode. Cersei's like, that's ironically, the queen is the only one that bends a knee.
Yep.
Nice. Fucking funny.
Yeah, hey, but if she bends both knees, is that a double negative?
Subscribe, Wilo. Yeah, I like you, buddy. Iron Bank.
Finally,
Iron Bank. For those who don't know, and I know you guys hadn't been on before, we were obsessed.
For those who invested, in the show several years ago, we had a really...
I think Mike's going to call in a second about the Iron Bank.
We had a really large obsession with the Iron Bank. Yes. There was just like, what are the ins and outs of being a bank in Westeros,
Marco in the YouTube chat says...
Dumb question.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. Dumb question. Is Iron Bank the same as, like, are they part of the Iron Islands?
No, the Iron Bank is just the name of the bank that funds all of...
So
all
no
of
relation to the Iron Islands?
No. The Iron Bank is basically...
It's run
the,
by Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden,
got it.
Yes. Marco says he thinks it's a body double. That was a body double.
Okay. Because so she refused to be naked on that Shame episode.
Let's hear a little bit of Iron Bank talks.
And the Iron Bank wants to bet on a winner.
We don't make bets. We invest in endeavors we deem likely to be successful.
How hard do you think he is right now in this conversation?
By the way, fun fact, this is Sherlock's brother from the BBC Sherlock show.
It is.
Which another great show. If you don't watch it, check that out. Well, I think it's over now, but it's worth watching. So basically she's saying, stay here for 20 days, you know, hang out with the hookers.
I'll wine and dine you, and then I'll figure out how to pay
and
you
I
at
was,
the end
but
of
But then we figured out how he's going
to
pay
how
him.
To kill you.
She's not going to kill him. She is going to pay them because the one thing I've noticed is nobody fucks with the Iron Bank. Like, that is the thing that nobody messes with. They're just like, hey, that's the money, you know?
Maybe she's hoping he'll be more forgiving if she's super hospitable.
Yeah.
Because they are broke. House Lannister is broke. We know this.
Oh, yeah. They're absolutely
she's
no money.
She's just biding time.
And they're stretched thin. Mm-hmm. That's what he was saying in this scene. We'll pay a little bit more.
Revolutionary than a monarch. In your experience, how do bankers usually fare with revolutionaries? The Lannisters owe the Iron Man quite a lot of money.
So now she's basically trying to convince him, hey, if you're going to bet, don't bet on slaves. Bet on people that have bank accounts, even though we're massively in debt.
Right.
Because slaves will eventually turn on you or not be profitable, I guess.
Yeah, but she honestly, she made some valid points, though. It's like, you know, is slave trade's not going good now? You invested a lot of money in that, you know. Oh, I love this scene. Again, mm-hmm. you said it at the beginning, but the Dinkles and Jon Snow together.
This is like a Dawson's Creek episode where they walk to the end of the bridge.
It is.
They're overlooking the water. And they're having some deep conversation.
Like yep. Man, I love the Dinkles.
The Dinkles.
I know, me too.
He gives some logical, sound advice.
We can't both be brooding out here. You look better at it than I do. What a great line that was. Like, you look better at it. You look better at it than I do. He's so fucking funny and quick. We could play a little dialogue.
Also, thank God Jon Snow has his coat back. It made my anxiety go down.
And Will Brenner says, I think that part was super meaningless because the Iron Bank does not support slavery, is that what he says?
Took your ship.
I'm not playing
No,
war
but
game.
They invest in the nobles, and the noblemen are the ones who own the slaves. Good they point. Said in the last episode.
Marco says, John is acting more and more like Ned, even the way he's talking. Very good point.
Yeah.
Oh, he looks like Ned. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. All right.
Again, I didn't listen last episode, but I wasn't on the show last episode, but I love when he said, my father always told me anything before the word butt is utter horseshit.
Yes.
He's been bringing up his father a lot.
Yep. Let's see.
Yeah, he took after Ned Stark more than his own actual, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
True blood brothers,
I believe
And all I could say about Kit Harington is, boy, he has a beautiful head of hair.
He does.
Oh, my God. I am so jealous. He's got a hairline for days, this guy.
You want to run your hands through it, don't you?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I would brush his hair for free.
Everybody knows.
How do I convince people who don't know me that an enemy they don't believe in is coming to kill them all?
Good question.
I know it's a good question. I'm looking for an answer.
That's me right there.
I know. That's what these two remind me of.
Can I say this show, sometimes for as dark and as brutal as, can sometimes be funnier than some of the funniest comedies on TV? Like, this scene had me belly laughing. There's Tyrion, the way that Dinkles delivers his lines, he's so funny, so dry. He's
and Kit takes none of his guff.
No, it's wonderful. Them together, like you get them together, is amazing.
But they're both honest with each other.
Yes.
No other character on this show is honest with each other, and they are honest, straightforward, and direct.
Yeah. Right.
They get straight.
I
to
like
the point.
That. Yeah. I don't know. I think Tyrion kind of is like that with a lot of people. But I'm actually glad you guys find Kit kind of funny because I find myself so much like him, and I'm like, man, I am such a like sour.
Well, his brooding is that, but
his brooding is top notch.
But he has a really funny, dry wit about him that where he's like, you know, he says things in a way. He's been through more shit than anybody.
Like dying?
Yeah, like dying, for example.
Being stabbed in the back as a traitor to your people that you were trying to save? Yeah, I think he's seen some shit.
Willow says, I think it took him too long to bring up Dragonglass. I agree, because even Tyrion in this part is like, oh my God, maybe you are a northern fool. Tell me what you need. Like, he literally had to be, he was beating around the bush.
Like, I want to help you.
Until he was like, just, can you tell me what you need? I want to help you, but you got to tell me what you need.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I think it's right here.
No, I think we just.
Do you have anything reasonable to ask?
There
you
go.
It's right here.
Do you have anything reasonable to ask?
What do you mean? Maybe you are a northern fool. I'm asking if there's something I can do to help you.
What do you
Dragon
want?
Glass.
Yes.
She's like, what is that? Do I have it? Is it underneath me right now?
And she's like, we don't even need this shit. Like,
is it important? Should I need it? Is it like Bitcoin? Should I have invested in it 7 years ago?
I'm going to say that Tyrion sold it to her really, really well. Like, give him nothing.
Yes, he did.
It doesn't need, doesn't mean anything to us. Like, go
ahead. Because you can see she was getting heated. She was really hot right
there. She was.
She was like, what do you mean? He doesn't want to bend the knee and I have to give him things from my island.
And he's like, bitch, would you relax? Like, calm down. We're all going to get through this, you know?
He's just going to be digging?
I like these two together, though.
Yeah, I mean, well,
it works. But, they balance.
Yeah, Tyrion absolutely kind of smooths out Dany's rough edges in a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because she has a lot. And granted, the shit she's been through, it's fair. I get it, but.
Yeah, well, to be fair, Tyrion smooths out any situation with any person he's ever in because he's amazing.
Yeah.
I think he recognizes her moxie or her courage and her drive, but she lacks the experience. So he gives her the wisdom and, you know, seeing, I mean, I do admire her cause, but she can be a little, you know, she's kind of, I don't even know the word, a hot-headed young buck.
Yeah,
I
think she's a little quick to anger. Short-fused. Yeah. She's short-fused. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But I think pretty
she
much.
She has a Latin temper.
But I think pretty much even everybody has been fused, gotten shorter. Look, I mean, except for Bran, who has a fucking 1,000-yard stare now that he's a three-eyed crow. That guy is a fucking nut job.
Bran is basically the stoner of the family.
Yeah, he's
now.
Like, yeah, I'm just going to stay out here
Dude,
by the tree.
I've seen the beginning and I've seen the end.
No, but I would do anything to have his powers. That's so amazing.
Yeah. It is until
the powers of not walking.
Yeah, let's say it's not worth being paralyzed. Yeah. I'd rather walk not knowing the future.
Well, he could just go see the fire priestess and get that fixed.
And by the way, what a beautiful sunset with the dragons here. You could tell that they've been doing a lot of dragons far away to save money on CGI because they usually have one. They do, because they only usually – notice every season they only usually have one big dragon episode. Outside of that, it's usually far away dragons or real quick shots of dragons.
That's just an eagle that they CGI'd. Right.
But that's fine. The dialogue has been great. And, you know, somebody wrote an article, some idiot wrote an article saying, is Game of Thrones, you know, we complain that Game of Thrones is too slow, but is it moving too fast now? I'm like, no, it's not. I like that it's
no, this is the pace it should be.
It's taken the White Walker 7 years to get to where Jon Snow got to in a day.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
This is the scene where I realized that they're going to fall in love because when he walks away, her look, the look she had in her face when she was watching him walk away was of like just utter and complete deep curiosity about his mind because he the gall that he has and in how he completely stands firm.
He really stood up to her.
She's all about the people, and he's the first king she's ever encountered.
But she respects the way he is, and you can tell when he's walking away. Well, she was looking at him with this, like, very inquisitive, like, 100 million questions are going on in her mind about him as a person.
Well, it's,
this is the first king she's ever met who doesn't care about ruling, who cares only about protecting his people, like she says she does.
Not only that, he's also not trying to have sex with her.
Right. Because every other dude, even fucking handsome McUseToBe Blondie is always like, I'm going to just sit here and rub your feet and maybe we'll fuck. And Jon Snow's
that's
like,
that's always what will get the girl. Yeah.
Jon Snow's like, I don't care. I don't fucking care. Look,
see,
fucking monsters.
Face,
yeah. Look, look, she likes him.
Yeah.
The way she looked back, it might be curiosity, but I think it also might be like, all right, well, this guy's kind of, you know.
Well played, Snow.
He's cute, you know. He's a cute
and
guy.
And also, please don't walk, go.
Yeah, that face she looked at him with was like, are you on,
talk to me more?
Are you on Facebook?
Meanwhile, meanwhile, the opposite of please don't go, Littlefinger.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
yes. You know what? I hate how much I love him.
I know. Because
he's a total creeper, but I like him.
The line that he says, and it's coming up here in a second, it's like, you have to think of all outcomes.
Yeah, you
got to
play
times.
That. It's the greatest line I've heard
that
on the show so
like,
far.
By the way, that pretty much describes exactly what anxiety is. Like, it's think about it. You're thinking of everything at all outcomes at all times, and you go crazy, except he's brilliant, and he just handles it so well.
Look at Sansa right here, though. Man.
You realize how tall she is at this moment.
She is amazing.
Yeah, she's not my type, but my God, this girl's flawless.
Very
she
pretty.
Looks like she could be the daughter of the fire priest. That's what she looks like.
Look at her in charge, though, man. Yeah. She's just...
Yeah, no, she's awesome.
Spot on.
Shouldn't that armor have leather right here?
Bring those breastplates and leather.
No, my lady.
Shouldn't they be? What's the real cold?
What does Littlefinger think that by saying to Sansa, "Well, I loved your mother," that's a good reason for Sansa to now fuck him?
All right, I don't want to miss the scene. I don't want to miss Littlefinger's speech to her.
We'll sit back and listen.
Yeah.
Threat from beyond the wall.
So they should be.
I know Cersei better than anyone here. If you turn your back on her,
you don't know
this
Cersei
is great.
Better than anyone here.
I only meant to say
that the woman who murdered my mother, father, and brother is dangerous. Thank you for your wise counsel.
Right. She's so done with him.
One of two things will happen.
She put him in the note pile 5 years ago.
We'll defeat the living, in which case...
That's why he likes her.
Yeah, Wylo, I don't know what Littlefinger wants. I'm not really sure.
Life will win out.
Power.
Yeah.
And what then?
Here it is.
Don't fight in the north or the south. Fight every battle, everywhere, always. In your mind, everyone is your enemy.
With those streaks of white behind him, he just looks like
a
wizard.
Every possible series of events is happening.
Those white hairs.
Live that way, and nothing will surprise you. Everything that happens will be something that you've seen before.
Brilliant. Just fucking brilliant.
I get what he's saying.
But
that's a jaded way of looking at things.
I get that it is a jaded way to looking at things, but here's my counterpoint. Still alive. He's still
alive.
That's
how you survive.
True, but that's why he's still alone.
There's
got to be a balance.
But Littlefinger has been with Cersei's enemies, with everybody. He's literally been with everybody and been fine. He talks his way out of everything. Oh, here we go. Here's fucking 1,000-yard stare, three-eyed crow over here.
Someone said he's all of the Beatles merged into one.
It's fucking that's hilarious.
Wow, yes.
Bran is all the Beatles
merged into one. Oh, my God.
Frozen Asian says it was kind of like Princess Leia in the Luke Skywalker moment when they kiss and later on they find out that they're related. Yeah, with Jon Snow. Yeah, maybe, but I don't think it's gonna matter. Like in this show, considering their brothers and sister are boning on the reg.
Exactly. Yep,
that's never been a factor.
And then now Bran goes hangs out by the face tree, and then he sounds like again like a thousand yard stare, like he just got back from fucking Nam.
Treeborn son.
Yeah,
he's just like whatever. I don't care.
Winterfell now.
I've seen everything. I don't give a shit.
Because you ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Bran.
I know
how quickly she was to give up her power when she wanted it so bad.
Yeah.
And he's in a forest, so that works.
And if I saw a tree with a face, I don't know, man. I wouldn't be sitting next to it.
I'm sitting next to the face tree.
It's like, okay, we remember he's the three-eyed raven now. Thanks for ham-handing.
And
it
it's like, you couldn't tell that inside by
a
fire?
She doesn't know.
You couldn't tell him that inside by a fire? And then she goes, I'm going to stay out here a little longer. He's out there by himself. How's he going to get back?
Crawl.
He's going to army crawl.
He'll control some sort of deer to carry him, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
I like how instead of actually explaining what a three-eyed raven is, he just creeps her out by saying he saw her wedding.
Marco says the Bran that we know died in that cave. He's now supernatural being. Yeah, I agree with that, Marco. That's exactly what it is. He's just like
a shell.
A shell. Like he's just like the vessel for the three-eyed raven. You know,
what right. an ugly person this little kid turned out to look like.
Yeah.
He looks like a stork
he was
or
a
something.
Cute little kid, but his face, like he has like John Kerry face.
He's weird looking.
Well, if he could see the future, how come he didn't know Hodor would be an openly gay DJ?
Because he doesn't know that far in the future. I guess he's only working.
Okay.
It's the wrong world, Ryan.
Yeah.
Sorry, my bad.
So yeah. So instead of discussing it,
what is it in shoes for?
And by the way, good point by Willow.
Walks away.
Good point by Willow. What an awkward thing to say to your sister when you meet her again. Yeah. It's true. Like she loves her brother. She meets him, and he's like, "I'm the supernatural being now."
And I saw you get raped.
Love me.
This guy. I mean, I've always loved this guy. Who's been with Khaleesi. He's always been one of my favorite characters. But Samwell, I love this guy too. He's becoming more Jorah, of my favorite
characters. Jorah. Sam's curing Jorah was amazing. Love that scene, again, we watched. It was so hard to watch when he was cutting the grayscale off with an ugh. And then they cut to the bread pudding.
You know what disgusted Leah and I was when they showed the close-up of him cutting it and then it turned
bread pudding.
The next scene was like bread pudding or something. Yeah. We're like, why would they do that?
They were being dicks. Yeah.
So this scene's
like,
great.
Disgusting.
Jorah heals him and Sam knows he's in trouble.
Right.
Like,
so Jorah's trying to save him. He's like, I don't know how I got healed.
I mean, I took 2 Tylenol before bed and I got some really good sleep, like good REM
he
cycle.
He literally said that. He goes, must be all the rest I got.
I know.
He's such a dick.
So restful.
I don't think Ser Jorah is good for Khaleesi. He's way too obsessed for her, I don't think he's healthy for him to be around her.
He wouldn't be able to give her like hard advice or say no. He's just obsessed.
He just needs to be a soldier. He doesn't need to be an advisor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would always just be advising how to keep her from dying instead of advising the cause. You know, he's just over the years, he's gotten so creepy with his obsession with her.
Marie, have you asked why Sam is still fat yet? Because she has said every episode.
Oh, yeah. When I'm watching it, I'm like, why is he still fat, though?
She always
likes his weight, Marie.
He has lost a lot of weight, though.
Don't
look at him the first time
he
showed him.
He has lost a lot of weight, but like maybe more,
though. You're body shaming, Marie.
Come on, Marie. Don't body shame people on a TV show about dragons.
I'm not saying that he should be. I'm saying if he's on this journey where he's never eating, like theoretically he would be getting skinnier over the 7 years, right?
You're body shaming.
It's the 90s. Let's not body shame.
It's not
Clint
the 90s.
In office.
It's not.
He plays a saxophone. Okay. Times are hip.
Okay, fine.
Oh, and then and the way Sam shakes his hand, like no one's even touched him like since he because the
I
other guy was
Sam.
Touching him with a stick. Sam actually shook his hand like a person, which I thought was so,
Sam.
You know, I'm telling you something. Sam's going to end up being Jon Snow's maester. He's going to get all the rings because the way he healed this guy so fast is going to, you know what I mean? Like that's what's going to end up. At least I hope so.
Shit, I would make the fire priestess my maester.
She's so hot.
She brought him back from the dead.
She's so hot, though.
My mistress, sir.
And by the way, this guy that Sam, this guy's from Hot Fuzz. He was the dad from Hot Fuzz.
He was also Professor Slughorn
in Harry
Potter
as well. Yes. But yeah, again, like we talked about it a bit last week, but there's only like 5 British actors, so you know they have to kind of rotate.
Yeah.
But
sorry about the noise.
that's okay. This is the part where he tells him. Oh, you know, good job.
Are heavy with healing links, have attempted it and failed. But you succeeded. How?
I read the book and followed the instructions.
It was funny. It was the equivalent of like, how'd you do it? I just watched the YouTube video and kind of like did it myself.
It's like a dad asking his son how to turn on his cell phone.
Yeah. his answer wasn't even anything crazy. Like, I just kind of, you know, I just kind of read it and I did it, you know?
Like, it was just really easy if you just follow the steps.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the big deal was. By the way, Wylo says, the Citadel is better than the Brazilian healthcare system. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm sorry, dude. That's terrible. I hope you don't get grayscale in Brazil.
So at this point, Sam is getting complimented for doing something that no one bothered to be able to try to do to even succeed.
Yes.
But at the same time, he's also getting punished because he broke the rules.
Yeah, so he has to copy all these books, which, by the way, I wasn't even thinking about it too. I'm like, man, that's the worst job. I would hate doing that.
That would take forever.
Hand copy.
I was literally trying to count the years on the table.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, is he going to be there? How long does it take to write a book?
I don't know. But
hopefully the type
the way these episodes have been going, though, it's probably going to be like in 2 seconds. Everything's been like Jon Snow got to
the
south in like 5 seconds, you know?
Yep.
So here we have where are we? We're back at Dragonstone now. We have Tyrion's talking to Dany and to Varys. Let's hear it.
It's too great a risk. You're too important.
Yeah, she just thinks she can go off on
her
dragons.
She thought she was going to go ride on her dragons and be like, yeah, I'm just going to go on my
dragons. I'm just going to go by myself. We'll just burn a couple boats. We'll go out there. We'll just fly out. We'll fly back. Nothing will happen to us because I'm on a dragon.
Yeah.
And instead, they're like, no, bitch, anyone could shoot an arrow up into the air and you'd be dead.
What
and
if
no
fall?
One would be there to get you and we wouldn't know that you died.
You stupid dummy. Now, this scene here was great when you have Tyrion narrating how they were invading. Where were they invading? I'm sorry.
How they were supposed to.
Yeah.
Castle Rock.
Castle Rock. Sorry. So many names. I try my best, but it's really difficult.
So
you
Tyrion.
You do way better than I could ever do.
Tyrion is narrating this as we watch the Unsullied.
Right.
Approach the outer sides of the castle. Tyrion is telling us how he plans for them to win, as it looks hopeless while we're watching it.
Right, but what he says is, I built the sewer system because they had the midget do the shit work.
Right, he's like, my dad never let me have any part of building this entire city.
I could never do anything cool.
But the sewers
were... But it makes physical sense, though.
Yeah, the sewers
were... This whole scene reminded me too much of the Guy Ritchie Sherlock Holmes movie.
Yeah, it did seem like a Sherlock Holmes
movie. Yes, that's...
Like, first,
thank you. That's
you'll get the decoy, and then you'll neutralize him, and then this. I'm like, what? This is like Ocean's 11, where he's explaining what the plan is as they show it happening in real time.
And I'm going to tell you what, if it was anybody else but the Dingles narrating it, it would be stupid, but it's so good because it's him. That's what made it good to me. That guy can narrate anything. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, it saves time.
Yeah.
You know.
It was, and by the way, I saw another meme where someone put Hodor, and then they showed this hole, and they go, Hodor? So, this is Tyrion's... This is Tyrion's...
Hodor.
This is Tyrion's Hodor.
You know, what is hosen?
What I find really interesting, as, like, intelligent and as wise Tyrion always is, that he didn't think... more in his... How could he not know his brother well enough to know what was going to happen, you know, like at the end of this scene? Like, come on, dude.
He did know his brother well enough. What he didn't know was that his brother learned from losing to Jon Snow, who did the same thing to
him.
That's
what I was going to say.
That's what I'm saying.
Was Tyrion involved in that fight where Jaime Lannister learned... To move.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't think Jaime knew about that. I don't think Tyrion knew about Jaime losing
Tyrion
to Jon Snow.
How would he not know? I mean, they're brothers. Wouldn't they talk about stuff?
I guess they must have mentioned it, but maybe. I guess maybe Tyrion didn't think about it. Because that was the whole thing. It was surprising that Jaime learned from a past.
Can I say that the Unsullied fighting with the spear and taking like one of them taking out five on their own?
Yeah,
dude,
was
this is
so
amazing.
Badass.
That's
this
that
scene.
Passion. The passion.
Yeah.
Well, so not
that,
only passion,
that
precision.
That means that Jaime has to know that Tyrion is working against him.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he knows he's alive. For sure.
In this scene, though, is the first time you find out that Jaime and Cersei figure out that it wasn't Tyrion who killed Joffrey.
Well, Jaime learns it, but we don't see Cersei learning it yet.
Well, she will.
Because the old lady wanted Jaime to tell her.
But at this part, the Unsullied are looking out saying, what happened?
Here's Iron Islands.
We already took... all of Casterly Rock, not the Iron Islands. We already took all of Casterly Rock. Oh yeah, they're there. The boats, yeah, the boats are there. But
yeah, that's fine.
What's the old
bitch's
empty?
Name? The old lady?
Elena.
Dude,
That chick at the end of this episode, they might as well have played Tupac's "Hit 'Em Up."
Oh my
the
god,
way she went out.
Yeah, she was a G.
She's like, "Yo, tell Cersei I did it. I wanted to know." YOLO.
I saw a meme that says, "I won't say anything savage." Drinks one drink and then it just shows a picture of her, and it's exactly what she did.
Gulped it down
as soon as she figured. Well, hold on, I want to wait. Let's try.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to do it as it happens.
Right now, Jaime's doing.
When did this guy? Andy. When did this guy start?
Yeah,
with
when
the
did
Lannisters?
Tyrion's drunk dude join Jaime?
I think it was a while ago.
It was last season. We just haven't.
You
forget
that.
A lot of stuff happens, man. We were just throwing like season three. And by the way, if you want to have fun. Play Tupac's All Eyes on Me and watch old episodes of Game of Thrones on mute. They work perfectly together.
Lines up like crazy.
Fucking amazing.
I would love to just start over watching from season one so I can like piece together those little things that you don't really like.
Yeah, pick up on.
I don't know. I feel like starting over, knowing what I know now.
Now, Mersh said this and pointed out, but oh my God, I love the Lannisters' all black outfits now. They're fucking badass.
Well, it's winter time.
Yeah. I'm assuming you guys always watch Labor Day. Well, do you guys don't watch it on HBO? Do you download it? How do you guys watch the show?
HBO Go using the same Xfinity service you use.
Okay. Okay, so you guys watch like the 15 minutes or so after the show where the showrunners and the creators always talk about each episode?
Yes, we'll let that run.
Okay, yeah, because what they were saying was, you know, how since, okay, these people, they don't fight or anything. The Lannisters are fighters. They said there was no point in showing the war. We were just going to cut to the chase.
Right.
Where we know the Lannisters won, which I thought was really smart.
Yeah, because like she even said, like, you know, did they even put up a fight? You know, like they, you know.
Oh man, I love Jaime. Look at how respectable he is. Just even having to kill his enemy as a higher person.
Yeah.
And this Olena, whatever her name is, she points it out. Jaime is unaware that he is being used. He doesn't know. He thinks he's doing it on his own accord, and he's not.
Yeah,
I love Jaime. I really do, and my heart hurts for this character.
I love both of these characters. If you go all
the
way back
to season one, him the Kingslayer that they all made fun of, he said he took the burden of being a backstabber to kill a crazy guy.
I think both of these two are relating to each other in a weird way because both of them have done some terrible stuff in their days, but neither of them are really bad people at the same time. Not the way Cersei is.
They're not bad in for this universe. I agree with that statement.
Like, they did terrible things to protect their family or to protect something, but they weren't going out and seeking trouble the way Joffrey did or the way
Cersei
is. We've actually
never seen Jaime kill a person until now.
I mean, he's a war hero, so we know he's been doing it, but he always has been a pretty stand-up guy.
We know that he killed the Mad King.
Yeah.
But we've never actually seen Jaime be like a wicked person or kill someone. Jaime's always had a big heart, and we've never actually seen him have to actually execute one of Cersei's orders until now.
Yeah. But he's giving her respect. He's... Uh-huh. He was considerate with how she was going. At this point, Royce guessed it when we were watching it that he's like, dude, that wine is going to be poison. He assumed it was already poison, but he just gave it to her straight up in front of her face. I'm poisoning you. Take it.
But you know what, though? I wonder if the guy from the Iron Bank was also poisoned by Cersei. Because Cersei just poisoned the chick with kissing him. They showed the close-up of the wine being poured when Cersei tried to give it to the Iron Bank guy. The same way they showed the close-up of the wine being poured when Jaime gave it to her. There had to be a reason
I don't think the Iron Bank guy
turned it away. He didn't want the wine, which means he must have thought something too.
Cersei has a reputation.
Yeah.
I just want to say you guys really distracted me when you said Lieutenant Bran, so I had to make a Photoshop of him.
Oh. Yeah, Lieutenant Bran is amazing. Post that one on Imgur.
I just did.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Everyone upvote that one now. Lieutenant Bran. You ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Bran.
That's hilarious. That's amazing. We posted it for the people watching on YouTube, too.
I've never seen an old lady be as stoic about knowing she's dying as her. I mean, what a respectable way to just go out when you know that you're done.
She chugged that wine.
She sure chugged did. It. And then, like a stone cold bitch, with her dying words, as she knows that she's not going to get anything else out, she just drops on Jaime Lannister. With news I forgot wasn't publicly known, by the way. I completely forgot he didn't know that.
Let's here we play a little bit here of the
I talked her out of those.
So he talked her out of all the brutal ways that Lyanna could die. Lady Olena. He's like, I'm gonna poison you right in front of your face and you're gonna take it.
And she just drank it up. She had no fear in her.
Well, she asked if it was gonna be painful first.
But still, I mean she asked for seconds. This chick just went she had no fear of death.
Well, if you're old as shit, who cares?
Yeah, this is true.
She chugs it, too.
You have to wonder, if you only drank a little bit, wouldn't you still die? Why do you have to finish it?
So that way you don't suffer.
Nah, not necessarily.
So you die faster and quicker, maybe? I don't know.
If you take 20 Tylenol,
here
you'll die.
Here it is.
Clawing at my neck,
foam and bile spilling from my mouth, eyes blood red, skin purple. Must have been horrible for you, as a king's guard.
He just realized she killed my son.
Horrible enough for me.
No, not yet.
Shocking scene.
No, I think he's starting to see his eyes where she's going with this.
Right no, here. Watch. Right here watch his eyelashes.
Right here.
You
right
see, there. I'd never seen the poison work before.
Nope.
That's when he got it right there. That's when his face changed.
Tell Cersei.
Ba Felicia.
I wanted to know you with me.
I want her to know.
Life, this chick right here.
I know. Fucking thug full life.
Thugful.
It was.
I'm going to use that a lot now.
Brutal. Brutal. Just. Yeah.
She was basically, say hi to your mother for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm going to die, so I killed your son.
That was the.
I killed your son!
The end of the episode. Really quick now, let's go ahead and we could go ahead and play the preview for next week.
Cool.
As we always do. I believe it's here.
My only venture at this moment is reestablishing control over this continent and every person on it.
Next on Game of Thrones.
All my allies are gone. I'm losing.
Can count on the Iron Bank as soon as the gold.
He's alive, see?
Enough with the clever plans.
Well, I think the next episode's where they use their CGI bunny for the dragons.
Their CGI
Daenerys
bunny?
Is not very good. Enough with the clever plans. Like, the amount of times Tyrion had to tell her something, like, hey, think about it strategically instead of just being dumb. Instead of just putting on a Kelly Clarkson album in your room and being dumb and pissed about things, like, let's think about the future here.
Yeah, it's true. But again, she's young. I mean, you know.
I don't know. The biggest mistake they made was killing off Khal Drogo.
Oh, I miss him.
He was by far my favorite character. He was so freaking awesome.
Well, guys, that's the end of the episode. Really excited to see it next week. Are you guys going to be on the show next week, too?
Probably. Sure. Why not?
Awesome.
Cool.
We're going to leave you with another remix. It's Mamat Orhan Game of Thrones original mix. All right, guys. We will see you next week. And remember, what do you say to the God of Mondays? Not today. Bye, guys.